Well, Greg Scott, 36 toes, a very impressive winner in a heat of the Eric Reece Memorial. Some say maybe a little bit lucky, but the brakes went your way tonight. Give us some background on this horse, Greg.
Well, he's come from Victoria. My son Matthew was working for Jeff Mill, the chap that trained over there. And then he asked, would I like to have her over here? Because I couldn't get her to go. So that's how we ended up with her.
Okay. Now, she'd been sort of ran some fair races against some good company leading up to this race.
Yeah, she has. You know, just had a lot of bad luck go her way. You know, it took us a bit to work her out. We've used her out the gate and we've tried different little things with her. But then she just didn't fire. So the young fella that drives most track works and driving the trials, he said to me one day, he said, we've not tried just grabbing hold of her and letting her settle back in the fields. He said, because that's what she's done in the trials. I said, oh, that's good. So I started thinking with him, you know, you've got to listen to people in this world. So that's what we've done. And I said to Simon at the last couple of starts, just grab hold of her. I don't care if she's running last, see if she run home. And we've done that, and the last three runs have been real good, including last night. You know, halfway down the straight, wasn't going to win it. But then when I looked at the replay last night, the other horse was starting to tire a bit. That's probably why it broke under pressure. Mm. So, you know, a track work's been good. Scott Porter drove it one day, and he said to me, he said, this horse should be in top company. You know, so yeah. It's just taken a bit of working out with her.
All right, Greg, well, how many horses do you train?
I've got I've got four in work at the moment. I've just broken two in that's going back home, like for a bit of a spell, and then they'll come back for another go. But I've got, that's all I've got in work. I've got room for more if I can get a few more, but, you know, you've got to take what comes and just handle it day by day.
Whereabouts do you train from?
Brighton, Harris Road in Brighton.
Okay. And you've, how many boxes have you got there?
Well, I've got five boxes, but I'm just building some day yards and that sort of thing with them, you know, like, because I've found mares go better out, walk in, walk out. That's with them over the years, you know, and that's what I'm trying to achieve, like, for all horses, just to make them happy.
All right. Now, 36 toes, you've, obviously, you think she's got a little bit of bottom to her. You haven't found them. There's more wins in store.
Well, on track work, I believe so, but on race form, you've got to have the luck.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the biggest thing. But on a track work, like, she should go to top company, really, on a track work, what she can run. At McBrighton, we've worked, Scott Ford worked the other week for me because I got kicked by a horse. And he came back and he said, this horse should be winning top company. He cocked a run in the last half in his 58 on the little track at Brighton, you know. But
yeah.
And that's when we decided to drive her from behind and see if we could get her to run home. Because even in track work, we never work hard early. You know, just draw it along and make them work the last, not make them, get them to work the last 400 metres solid, you know. Because that's where a race is won at the end, you know. Plus at the beginning, but then the barrier draws puts you out of the race and, you know, no gate speed. There's all different little things that go with them. You've got to try to work them out, you know.
All right, Greg. Well, look, how long have you been training? How long have you been training?
I was training for years, and then I went out of it for 13 years. And now I've been in it for about 4 years now. I was helping my son-in-law Adrian Duggan as a stable hand, like with some horses and that, you know, and that sort of thing. And then I decided I'd reapply for my own license.
Okay, so Amanda's Adrian's wife is your daughter.
Yes.
Lovely. All right. Well, now the connection fits. All right. Look. Greg, all the best with 36 toes in the final of the race. It's a race that a lot of trainers and a lot of people in the industry want to win, and it's some people even set their horses for the series. All the best with that, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Yeah, all right. Thanks very much, Peter.